Hey, thank you for joining us for the series that we're calling Promises. Promises is an online interactive experience designed to help you know, understand, and pursue the promises of God. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to engage in the comment section, like the video, and share this with your social media friends. Each day, we'll be bringing you a brand new promise to pursue. So thank you for watching. Let's engage in worship and let's engage in the Word. Let's enjoy this spiritual journey called Promises.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies. To all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear, and I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, You have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to the family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. And I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. And I am a child of God. I am surrounded by the arms of the Father. I am surrounded by songs of deliverance. We've been liberated from our bondage. We're the sons and the daughters. Let us sing our freedom. You split the sea so I can walk right through it. You drowned my fears in perfect love. You rescue me so I can stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
What an incredible way to start today with some worship and God's promises. God's made you some promises, and that's the point of this entire spiritual journey, is to know, understand, and pursue His promises. So before we look into God's Word, I want to pray over you. I want to pray over your family. So bow your heads. Let's pray for just a moment. Father in heaven, I give you thanks for every person watching, for every family. We speak a blessing over them. Breathe life into your word and help us understand what your promises are so that we can pursue them with every bit of our energy and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, we're going to look at the very first promise that I think is foundational and fundamental for you to understand. During this entire week, we're going to be looking at Exodus chapter 6. In fact, that song we just worshiped to is so appropriate because we're going to look at how God brought the children of Israel out of slavery. And promise number one involves you. I want you to understand this promise because I want you to pursue this promise. Listen, promises of God cannot be assumed. They must be pursued. The Bible says this, all the promises of God are yes and amen. But watch, the promises of God come through faith and patience. So we're going to understand this promise as we look at Exodus chapter 6 together. In Exodus chapter 6, verses 6 through 7, here's what the scripture says. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. In this passage, the writer is telling us what the Jewish people call the four I wills of God. And for today, which are promises, for today, we're going to look at all four of them briefly, but then we're going to focus on this first one. The very first promise says this, I will bring you out. That's salvation. Hold that in your mind for just a second, and we'll come back to it. Promise number two has to do with freedom. Promise number three is about restoration. And promise number four is about fulfillment. For the sake of our time today, I want to zero in on this phrase. The writer says, I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. This passage is describing the journey that the Israelites were on as they were in captivity in Egypt. And God makes them four promises. And I want you to understand this promise. I want you to know it so that you can pursue it. Now, this first promise says this, I will bring you out. That phrase is actually the Hebrew word that's defined as sanctification. And we're using the word salvation as a parallel word to use. But that phrase, I will bring you out, literally means this. I'm going to set you apart for a special use. So listen, in this journey of promises, promise number one is really important that you understand so that you can pursue it. Here's what he promises. He says, I'm going to bring you out. In other words, I'm going to set you apart for a special use. Growing up, my grandmother had a couch that was sanctified. It was saved. It was set apart for special use. It was covered in plastic. Maybe you had a family member, or maybe you yourself had or have a couch that is still set apart for special use by being wrapped in plastic. We would go to her house and always wonder if company would ever come. And when they did come, I always wondered why we didn't take the plastic off of the couch. But we never did. This couch was sanctified. It was set apart for special use. This is an incredible picture for you to get your mind around for this first promise. God has wrapped you in His salvation. He has wrapped you in His protection. He has surrounded you with His presence. This is His promise to you. I will bring you out. Now, to dive a little bit deeper so that you understand this promise and so that you can pursue it, there are three things that happened to the Israelites when they were in Egypt. Three things that I want you to understand and see. Number one, they were forced as slaves to make bricks. They were forced to do something that was against what they were really wired to do. And I'm going to ask you this question. Have you ever felt enslaved? Maybe you wouldn't say you felt enslaved, but have you felt trapped? I bet you that you have. You've probably said it this way. I feel trapped by debt. I feel trapped by a relationship. I feel trapped by guilt. I feel trapped by the expectations of others. I feel trapped by guilt or fear or shame or schedule or something along those lines. Listen, if you've ever felt trapped, you know what it means to feel enslaved. Now, certainly I'm not diminishing real slavery. I'm not diminishing what those people experienced in the Exodus story. What I'm doing is I'm saying this, that when we feel trapped in our everyday life, God has made a promise that extends to every person watching. He says, I'm going to bring you out. You don't have to feel enslaved. You don't have to feel trapped. There's a promise that God will bring you out. The second thing that the Israelites experienced was they experienced the destruction of the next generation. Pharaoh destroyed an entire generation of children. And I believe that for us, the parallel is we feel empty. We feel robbed. The greatest tragedy in life for a believer is not death. The greatest tragedy in life for the believer to live your entire life and never know your own purpose. I wonder if you felt empty. I wonder if you felt like you've lost meaning and purpose. If you have, there's a promise that you can pursue. God says, I'm going to bring you out of that feeling of emptiness. The third thing that happened to the children of Israel was this. They were required, the Pharaoh was requiring them to collect their own straw. This was an even heavier burden than what they were carrying already. They were already forced into slavery. They were already forced into making the bricks. They were already experiencing the loss of a next generation. He heaps on them something even more, that they were having resources delivered to them so that they could manufacture these bricks. And now he takes that away and he heaps on them even more work. The parallel for me is sometimes I feel exhausted. I bet you there's someone watching right now. You felt this exhaustion. If you have, I want you to know that God's promise to bring you out extends to right here, today, to this very moment. You're tired, you're worn out, you're exhausted. He's made you a promise. He will bring you out. If you feel like you're in any of those conditions, you feel empty, you feel enslaved or trapped, you feel exhausted, I want you to know that God has promised to bring you out. I want you to understand that promise, and I want you to pursue that promise. By just simply reminding yourself, maybe say it out loud and share it with your family. Hey, God promised to bring us out of this. We're not going to stay stuck in this. He promised He would bring you out. I want you to understand it. I want you to be encouraged today. I hope that this has been an encouragement and blessing. Share this stream today. Get involved in the comment section. Like the video. God's promise to you is this: I will bring you out.
Thanks again for joining us today. Now take a second and subscribe to our channel, or you can share this message with someone that you think could use it. And if you would like to contribute financially to this ministry, you can do that at morelifechurch.com/give. Have a blessed day.